and you are tuned to Grecian Echoes at WNTN 1550 AM in Cambridge, Needham in Boston, streaming at WNTN.com. Grecian Echoes, the longest-running Greek-American radio broadcast program in the country. It's Wednesdays with Mileti and your host, Mileti Poliopoulos. And at this time, I have a very special guest who is joining us by telephone from New York, Mr. Jimmy DiMetro, who is a retired professor of comparative literature and composition, and he's been curating Greek film festivals in New York and other U.S. cities since 2007. He's the founding president of the Hellenic Film Society USA, a nonprofit organization that serves to promote Greek cinema and shares the richness of Greek films with audiences in the USA. I believe we have him on phone right now. Mr. DiMetro, good morning. Kalimera.
Good morning, Mileti. Thank you very much for allowing me to join you this morning and giving me the chance to communicate with your audience. It's very good to be with you.
It's so nice to have you, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us, because there's so much going on. You, with the Hellenic Film Society, which I wanted to ask you about, but also in particular the upcoming expo that is believed to be taking place in New York from October 5th through the 15th. So let's start first with that, because there's some exciting news you have. Tell us what the program is for New York this year.
The New York Greek Film Expo is an annual festival, Greek Film Festival. And as you said, this year we run from October 5th to the 15th. We'll be presenting seven new Greek films, all of them New York premieres. We have a retrospective of a Greek filmmaker by the name of Renos Haralambidis. So we add four older films to the lot, and five short subjects, and panel discussions, parties, masterclass. It's a very, very, very busy schedule, and we're looking forward to bringing in as many people as we can to enjoy the films and to learn something about cinema in Greece.
You know, it's a wonderful opportunity. I've been fortunate to attend, and I understand you have the director, Haralambidis, who will be in New York.
Yes. Several. Several of the directors are coming in from Greece. Renos, of course, will be here as well. And the lead actress of our opening night film, which is called Black Stone, the actress is Eleni Kokidou. She's rather well-known. People who watch Greek television worldwide recognize her and adore her. She's in a very, very popular series called Min Archisis Murmura.
Oh, yes.
And she's she will be in New York, and we're delighted about that. We're very happy that we'll be able to host her, and we're looking forward to meeting her.
That's so exciting. You know,
we try to bring, Mileti says, if we try to bring as many directors and people involved in production as we possibly can, because that's what makes a film festival special. We don't want to just show films. We want to encourage a give and take, a discussion, a Q&A, listen to the artists speak about their work or their decisions they made while making the film. So that adds an immense level of interest for audiences.
It's so important, yeah, because as you say, it is a give and take. It works both ways for the
Absolutely.
Audience. Now, you've gotten a lot of press, and I was very happy to get the latest copy of the National Herald from New York and see all the articles that are in there. And there's also a website we should mention right now, HellenicFilmUSA.org. Is that the best
That's
site?
Correct. Okay. That's the website of the Hellenic Film Society, and we're active year round. We do, of course, this annual festival usually late September, early October, but we're active, as I say, year round. We do monthly screenings at the Museum of the Moving Image in New York, and we help festivals in other cities. We help curate those festivals, connect people with production companies and the like. People who want to do Greek, present a Greek film in their city, wherever they live, often contact us, and we help connect them with the production companies or the sales agents involved with the particular film.
So how long has the Hellenic Film Society been around?
Well, I started back in 2007, so this is my 17th year of doing this kind of work. The Film Society, the Hellenic Film Society, was actually founded in 2018 as a nonprofit organization, but we're a board that's been together for many, many years. Almost all board members are quite experienced in film festival production. So it's been a long haul, but a very enjoyable one as well.
You've done tremendous work, and I have to congratulate you. The website is beautiful, and there's a section which talks about sponsorship, and you've received a lot of sponsorship from the community, from businesses, from foundations.
Well, you know, Miledi, the funding is a major problem for us. And it's probably the most difficult part of the whole endeavor, especially in New York, where expenses have skyrocketed to unbelievable levels. Over the past 4 or 5 years, our expenses have doubled, if not tripled, and it's very difficult. We cannot overcharge for admission because obviously people will have to sacrifice to attend, and we don't want that to happen. So the funding is very, very important. We really depend on donations from, as you said, corporations, individuals. The most wonderful thing is that very often we get unsolicited donations. People who send in just, you know, anywhere from $10 to $50, $100. And that's just so wonderful because people recognize the value of what we're doing. It's a vote of confidence for us. We're particularly grateful to those donors. Expenses are so high. Ticket revenues cover just about a third of our expenses.
Oh.
So you realize how important it is to be able to supplement that with other sources of income. It's a challenge. It's a daunting challenge. And when it goes wrong, it's very distressing for us.
Well, it's a very hard thing. What I like about the Film Expo is that you've chosen locations around New York, even this year in Fort Lee. And do those locations change from year to year?
The Manhattan and Queens locations remain constant. But what we do is we recognize that coming into the city, whether you're coming into Queens or coming into Manhattan, is very difficult for many people. There's traffic, there's expensive tolls, there's parking to be found. So we
yes.
realize that we have to go where people are. And so this is the philosophy that brings us to various places. This is the first time we're going to New Jersey. There is a vibrant Greek community in the area of Fort Lee. And throughout New Jersey, for that matter. So we're kind of testing the waters to see whether people will turn out. We're at a beautiful, beautiful venue there. It's called the Barrymore Film Center.
Oh.
It's a new theater and movie museum that's been established in Fort Lee, very close to the George Washington Bridge. And we're looking forward to being there.
That's
trying to meet you people.
It's great. And I think the schedule is now posted on your website, but you have some press releases that have been issued as well. And
yes,
those are available online. I just wanted to highlight, because I noticed that George Stephanopoulos is on your board as well.
Well, I have to clarify that for you.
Yes.
There is a George Stephanopoulos, of course, that that everyone knows from his work on ABC. This is his first cousin.
Oh.
Our George Stephanopoulos is the first cousin of ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Okay.
They are sons of brothers. Both of the fathers were priests.
Yes,
there is a family connection there, and but we are very fond of our George Stephanopoulos, and he is curating the Renotsara Lambidis retrospective that we're all very excited about.
Now, what would you say to someone if they asked you, how would you describe Greek cinema, contemporary Greek cinema?
Well, you know, it's where do I begin? It's certainly European cinema. No car chases, almost no computers, no superheroes. These are films about real life issues, real life people. And so that takes care of subject wise of what most Greek films are like. It's a period of tremendous change in Greek cinema. Films are getting better and better, more sophisticated. I marvel at the look of the films. Most of them are made for very little money. I would say around 500,000 euros, which may be the catering bill on an American production for 1 week. And yet the films look terrific. They are technically wonderful. And I think that's a credit to the people who work behind the camera. These are world-class professionals. They know what they're doing. And the look of the films reveals that. This particular period is very exciting because a few years ago, the Greek government initiated tax incentives to attract foreign productions to come to be filmed in Greece. And that's happening as we speak. And it's bringing an influx of world artists into Greece. And I think that's very, very good thing for Greek cinema as well, because it's bringing Greek directors, Greek producers, Greek technicians in contact with filmmakers from around the world. And that's bound to have some kind of impact on the content of Greek films as well.
Yes.
So it is an exciting time. There are many, many young people who are ready and able to make their first movie, and that's always exciting. I mentioned five short subjects among the films we've read. I always pay attention to those, Meleti, because those are the filmmakers of tomorrow. They all start making shorts, and you can see from the quality of these 10-minute films or 15-minute films, the talent is there, just waiting to be discovered and to be fulfilled. And so it's an exciting time for Greek cinema. It truly is.
It's so nice that you help to bring these filmmakers, budding filmmakers' works to the public. Have we received any press from mainstream press now? I know that we get a lot of good press from the Greeks, but
it is very, very difficult, unfortunately. With the exception of Yorgos Lanthimos, Greek directors today are virtually unknown in the United States. And I think when an industry, or any subject for that matter, is unknown, reporters, mainstream cinema, mainstream media, try to shy away, so they don't really publicize what they don't feel comfortable talking about, and so it's difficult. This time, for the first time this year, finally, Variety, which is, of course, the publication for the industry, has given us press coverage in a rather extensive article. And we're very excited about that.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's the first time it's happened in 17 years of work.
Yeah.
And I think it's an indication, perhaps, the door is opening a little bit more. Perhaps things are changing a little bit. But it's a slow process. It's a very slow process. And it's a difficult one to get through to the people. It's very difficult to get through to the people who can make a difference.
Right.
But we don't give up. We keep trying.
You know, you're trying, you're doing so much. I was reading on your website of the other work that your nonprofit does, presenting screenings of not just new, but classic Greek films throughout the year in cities. And you're sponsoring, as you say, panel discussions and master classes and lectures. This is very significant because we want also the students of film to be able to interact and study the material.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know of teachers that are teaching modern Greek cinema as a course in any universities or colleges? Are we succeeding on that front?
I don't. We do have Hellenic Studies programs throughout the United States. There are Hellenic Studies programs. I know at least one at Queens College, which is part of the City University of New York, does some work in Greek films, coursework. I imagine there is something being done in others as well, in other Greek studies programs as well. I know the program at Yale, for example, from time to time presents, will bring a Greek director to the campus, and they'll show one or two of his films or her films. So there is an effort, there is an awareness, but it's very limited, very, very limited.
It is limited, and I guess this is why it's so nice that you're coming to speak with us and our listening audience, to let them know that you're here to help facilitate those movies, those screenings, and to the extent that you can, maybe even help them hook up with the directors. And you know, I think that's really good.
We have a group coming over from Philadelphia to New York for our festival, and I invited any group from Boston to come to New York and see films between the 5th and the 15th. It would be wonderful to host them. It's fine. You know, we just have to support one another. In no matter what we do, whether we're presenting movies or having a dinner dance or a lecture or any cultural event, it's very important that we understand that it's part of who we are, and support it, and no better way to support it than by attending. You know, I have to tell you, for me, I feel that the Greek community that I was raised in continues to sustain me. The Greek community has sustained me my entire life. So this is one way I have, at least, and I know my colleagues feel the same way. This is a way of giving back to the community that sustained us. And I think that attitude, that belief, is very important. We have to hold on to that and understand the importance of giving back. And that will strengthen who we are, and make an enormous difference in our lives.
Our guest this morning is Jimmy DiMetro. He's a retired professor of comparative literature and composition. He's been curating Greek film festivals in New York and other U.S. cities since 2007, and he is the founding president of the Hellenic Film Society USA, a nonprofit organization serving to promote Greek cinema and share the richness of Greek films with audiences in the USA. I'm curious, Mr. DiMetro, have you seen the Netflix offerings for Greek films? I think someone had told me that there was, that was a big deal.
The door there has finally opened, and I get what you're speaking about, or I imagine what you're speaking about is the first Greek television series.
Yes,
that was on Netflix, and that is the I believe it's called Maestro in Blue, and it is made by one of the major filmmakers in Greece, a gentleman by the name of Christoforos Papakalliatis, who's made some wonderful, wonderful films. He's probably the one director in Greece who has been most successful in making mainstream movies. And that's very important. That's exactly what the Greek film industry needs, mainstream films. And Papakazatis knows how to play that game very, very well. I understand that Netflix has also purchased the second season of that series, which we will see hopefully in the spring of 2004. And there is an effort now to bring in quite a few Greek offerings on Netflix and other platforms. There have been films in the past, Greek films, on Amazon Prime, on Netflix, on Hulu,
yes.
But not enough. Not enough. There's a lot of good films that deserve to be seen. A lot of good Greek films that deserve to be seen. Certainly equal to, if not better than, many of the films that are already offered. So I believe there's a beginning. Officials there at these streaming services are beginning to understand that and to recognize it and to start bringing in Greek films. The foreign film market in the United States is in terrible trouble, and art theaters, independent cinemas across the United States are closing. So unfortunately, streaming services seem to be the only way that not only Greek films, but most foreign films will still be able to be seen in the United States. It's up to film societies, museums, and streaming services. I think under the current economic climate, little independent cinemas with foreign film programming simply can't survive. I understand the convenience of streaming. However, I can't think of it any other way other than it's just watching television. It's not going to the movies. It's not that communal experience that is so important in appreciating films. There's nothing like sitting in a dark space with total strangers.
Right, exactly.
Sharing that same experience. I often say to myself, how awful it is when I'm home alone watching a comedy and I'm the only guy laughing. I mean, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Where did you grow up? I'm curious where you.
I was born and raised in New York City, first generation Greek, Greek American, and went to Greek school. I tried very hard to preserve as much of my Greek as I can. Yeah. Of course, dealing with movie people now for the past 17 years, one would think it would have improved my Greek, but it really hasn't, unfortunately. luckily, everybody in Greece, just about everybody, speaks beautiful English, so I'm off the hook there. But I try very hard to preserve everything that is Greek within me. I think everything Greek has enriched my life, and I'm very proud of that.
It's so beautiful to hear. I couldn't agree more.
I'm sure you share that that feeling. Even what you do, you're bringing Greek radio programming to a rather large New England area. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Without it, we're lost. If we don't have newspapers, if we don't have radio, how do we communicate? How do we communicate as a community? How do we get the word out about who we are and what we do? It's almost impossible.
Yes, it's true. And our we need to support these institutions. And I appreciate that plug, too, for our radio station here at Grecian Echoes. As you know, is the longest-running Greek-American radio broadcast program in the country.
I did hear that. Very, yes, very impressive, indeed.
Really.
Very impressive.
Wonderful tradition.
Well, that's a tribute to the work you do, and that's wonderful.
Thank you. So what was your first memory of a Greek film? What was the first film Greek film, now I'm saying?
Well, when I was a youngster, and I'm talking about 5, 6 years old, there was a cinema, a theater in New York called The Cameo. And this was a grimy little theater that played Russian films one weekend, Greek films the next weekend, and porno films every other day of the week.
Is this Shelby? Oh, boy.
And of course, I'm talking about the early 50s. So when I say porno films, nothing like what has evolved today. Nevertheless, that was it. And my parents raised us in a. We had a very, very Greek household, and anything Greek that came to New York, they took their children along. So I grew up in that grimy little theater every other weekend, watching Greek movies. I guess the, it's interesting the question you asked me, because I don't normally think of this, but there was a film. I guess it was made right after the war in Greece, Germanik Sanarkonde, it was called. And I remember, as a young child, there was a scene about where a man frees a bird, a little canary that is in a cage, and he frees it because he doesn't like the idea of having a bird in cages. To this day, I guess subconsciously that feeling occurs to me every time I see a little parakeet in a cage. I want to say, oh, fly away, go live your life beyond the cage. And I think so. In answer to what my first memory of a Greek film, I would have to say that Germanik Sanarkonde. I have to look that up again. It was made in the 40s.
I've never seen it. That's very interesting.
A very, very old film. Very old film, but a classic. I understand.
A classic, yeah. And I'm curious about the preservation piece for your society. Well, you mentioned that.
Yes, let me talk about that. It is very, very expensive to restore a film, and unfortunately, we don't have that kind of funding. We'd love to be able to do it, but we cannot. But we have taken first steps in saving old films. Let me tell you what we do. We have an agreement with Finos Film. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
That was the premier film studio in Athens, and it was thriving in the mid-50s until the early 70s. And that studio turned out over 150 films. The company, to its credit, has digitized all of those films. So in essence, they have been made available to an audience in 2023. The problem is that although they are digitized, they are not subtitled. So what happens is, in disagreement with Finos, what we do is, I should clarify that the company doesn't really exist as a film studio anymore, but it is active in film production in other ways other than just a studio production company. So what we do is we select one of the films from their catalog, and instead of paying the screening fee, what we do is we pay for the subtitling of the film.
Well,
and
that's good.
That's wonderful, because every time a film is subtitled in English, that means it becomes available to all sorts of markets all over the world, not just in the United States. So it's a beginning step for us. It's a step toward this film restoration goal that we have, and that we have not been able to achieve the way we would like to achieve it. So it's a beginning for us.
It's excellent.
And that's our agreement with Finos.
Very, very,
very good. Very
news.
Good people there. Very fine people there.
Yes.
Who are absolutely devoted to the history of Greek film, and they are very substantial in the history of Greek cinema.
They are. They're classic movies, and
yes, absolutely.
We're fortunate. Absolutely. How nice that they were that they saved their movies and that they digitized them. I was thinking about the smaller films that have not been saved, or that are they're just decaying. I think,
unfortunately, not only the feature films, but also think of the newsreels from the wars, from the Second World War, let's say. They're just sitting in some. I hope they are probably properly stored, but I rather doubt it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's good to know that you're working in that area as well.
There is a Greek Cinematheque. Again, they try their best. There are people who are absolutely devoted to cinema and understand the importance of saving what can be saved. However, as you can understand, funding is always an issue.
It is an issue. Well, in your organization,
with American films. How many American films have been lost because they were not properly stored, they've just been lost for everyone.
It's true. Now, in your organization, you have volunteers that come and help, right?
Everybody who is involved in the Hellenic Film Society is a volunteer. None of us, nobody gets paid. All of the money that we raise, either from ticket sales or donations, all of them go to our programming. The only people who are paid are the vendors we hire, a printer, a publicist, whatever, theater rentals, screening fees. That's where the money goes. None of our people on our board are volunteers. Nobody gets paid.
That's remarkable.
We do travel. A group of us goes to Thessaloniki, to the International Film Festival in Thessaloniki every November. We go at our own expense. The society is not charged in any way, shape, or form. We go to Thessaloniki because we get a chance to see about 70% of the year's new Greek films that are being shown there, with the hope of finding sales agents or being sold to distributors. And we watch the new films. We begin to make contacts with the production companies involved. And that's the first step of film selection for the following year. But as I said, everyone is on his own dime. Nobody is paid, and nobody charges the society for anything.
So the cycle is a year. So you're working right now probably on
all
next year? Yeah.
We will start in November. That's the first step. When we go to Thessaloniki, there is a sidebar of the International Film Festival there that focuses on the season's new Greek films. And that's really why we go, to see the new product. Not all of the new films are shown, but a very substantial number of them make it to the festival. And we begin. When we see a film we like, we begin our contact, our negotiations. Sometimes the production companies are not ready yet to negotiate a deal. Simply because they're really looking for distribution, not just the distribution. Finding a sales agent or finding a distributor is more important to them at that point than festivals. Once the film is purchased, or once there's a sales agent, then those people take over the festival market. It's important for us to be there to familiarize ourselves with the product and to make the initial contacts.
That's excellent. Now, before you go, I'd like to ask you one more question.
And
I do appreciate so much that you joined us this morning. It's been such an enjoyable conversation. I've learned so much. And
well, I thank you. I'm glad you. I've enjoyed myself as well. I hope the listeners feel the same way.
Well, they'll let us know. You know, that's the one good thing about live radio, and our audience here. They'll tell us. But I have a feeling everyone's going to be very excited. We want to mention again the website where they can go for more information.
Absolutely, it's www.HellenicFilmUSA.org. Even if they're not coming to New York to our New York Greek Film Expo, they can go to the website, and there's so much there about Greek films. They can read all about the new productions, get a feel for what's being made in Greece, what people are watching, and what's happening. It's quite an informative website, I think.
Yes, it's very, very good. Wow. Mr. Dimetro, Jimmy, thank you so much.
Meleti, I can't thank you enough for hosting me this morning. And please, if I would like your listeners to know that if anyone in the Boston area is interested in staging a festival or bringing a Greek film to the area, they should be feel free to contact us again through the website. And we'll be happy to offer any kind of assistance we can in finding the right product for the right audience.
That's excellent. That's just excellent. Thank you so much.
Meleti, I thank you. And I hope one day we will see you at the movies in New York.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Thank you.
Thanks, Meleti, very much. Take care.
You too. Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our guest this morning, Mr. Jimmy Dimetro. He is the founding president of the Hellenic Film Society USA, a nonprofit organization that serves to promote Greek cinema and share the richness of Greek films with audiences in the USA. What remarkable work. Thank you, Mr. Dimetro. Wednesday with Meleti and your host Meleti Poliopoulos continues, and stay tuned because we have the news report with Nicoletta coming up at the top of the hour.